Attorney David Shoup filed the lawsuit May 5th in Petersburg on behalf of City Councilor Bob Nilsson. In it, Nilsson accuses Harbormaster Jim Stromdahl of orchestrating an effort to spy on him. The suit alleges that Stromdahl invaded Nilsson's privacy by collecting, quote, information from others who kept watch on Nilsson's house and of those living and visiting the house. Among other things, Nilsson claims that the alleged surveillance was an effort involving numerous people. Stromdahl is the only person named as a defendant in the May 5th filing, which also accuses him of giving false and defamatory material about Nilsson to other people. A little more specifically, the suit alleges that, quote, Stromdahl accused Nilsson of violating the law when in fact there had been no such violation, unquote. Stromdahl recently announced his retirement after 34 years on the job. The lawsuit says he's being sued as an individual rather than in his capacity as the harbor master. Nilsson's asking for unspecified damages in excess of $100,000 for the invasion of privacy claim as well as for the defamation claim. The litigation is the latest round in an ongoing dispute Nilsson has had with some city staff and others. In a February 25th letter to the city's attorney, Nilsson's lawyer alleged that city manager Richard Underkoffler and other city employees, quote, have been engaged in an effort to photograph certain council members in their homes and keep tabs on their whereabouts, unquote. Nilsson's lawyer claims such action would be an invasion of privacy as well as a breach of loyalty between employer and employee. In a March 6th response to the city's attorney, Underkoffler wrote that he found Nilsson's allegations to be without merit. He acknowledged that the harbor master had told him about complaints that other council members were observed at the Nilsson house, quote, in what appeared to be a violation of the Open Meetings Act. Underkoffler also acknowledged that the harbor master had told him one of his employees had been, quote, closely watching and reporting activity at the Nilsson premises, unquote. State law prohibits elected officials from meeting about public business in private. Nilsson publicized the issue later in March by purchasing 5 pages of space in the Petersburg Pilot newspaper. The insert questioned, quote, is the city above the law? You decide. Nilsson wrote he had been informed by the city manager that, quote, another councillor, city workers, and the harbor master had my house under surveillance, unquote. Underkoffler is not named as a defendant in Nilsson's lawsuit and had no comment on it this week. Stromdahl publicly denied Nilsson's accusations against him in a letter published in the Petersburg Pilot on April 16th. Stromdahl wrote that he had never given, quote, orders to anyone in the harbor or anyone else to follow or spy on any councilman, unquote. Stromdahl also wrote that he had never taken or seen any pictures of Nilsson's home. According to Stromdahl's account in the letter, a harbor employee who, quote, lives near a councilman, unquote, told Stromdahl that he had seen other councilmen coming and going from the house. Stromdahl wrote that he was not sure if this was legal or not and took the information to the city manager. Stromdahl wrote that the issue seemed to have been, quote, blown way out of proportion, and he added that he was sorry if he had offended Nilsson. Nilsson declined to comment when contacted about his lawsuit early this week. Stromdahl also declined to comment on the suit, saying he had not yet seen it nor been served with a summons. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.